We welcome you into Jaguars Jam. We start off with a look at Everbank Field, the final preparations for the home preseason opener coming up Thursday night. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Jacksonville Jaguars in preseason week two. This is the inaugural Jaguars Jam to the Jaguars UK Facebook page and more in the United Kingdom. JP Shadrick with you. Glad you're with us. Linebacker Telvin Smith is with us. What's up, man?
Nothing. Great to be here.
I know you're excited to speak to the folks in the UK today.
Yeah.
See what's going on in the UK. And we'll see them in week three.
Week three. It seems like it's coming tomorrow, huh?
It does. It's right around the corner.
Exactly. You know, we just started OTAs and getting everything right. Now we almost to the middle of camp, so it's moving fast.
Yeah, and it won't be. It's a little earlier over there this year than we've been in the past.
Right.
So maybe it won't be as cold and as rainy as before.
Right.
It's okay.
Exactly.
It's London.
That's always a good experience when I go over. So.
No doubt. So we're going to get to some media questions today from the UK. We've got some fan questions coming as well. Let's start off on the conference call today with Mail Online. Andy Warren is with us. What's your question, Andy?
Hi, Telvin. Hi, JP. Thanks for coming on with us. A good place to start, I guess, was how the feel around camp is and how you feel camp's gone the first few weeks.
It's gone really well. And we came in the OTAs, and I felt like as a defense, we were a little behind and things like that. But now guys have definitely picked it up and come in with the right mindset. The coaches are pushing us, continuing to elevate us and push this team in the direction that we want to go. And right now we're just accepting it, soaking up all the knowledge, learning more situations every day, and just continuing to build, getting ready for the season we're about to encounter.
The toughness, Andy, we'll get back to you in just a moment. The difference in camp over the years here, is it a different feel with – it seems like there's a lot more running and up and down.
Right. Right? And that's what it definitely is. But it's not just running. It's just the time. We're putting all our time into it. And rightfully so, because, you know, we only get one shot at this. So that's why I'm kind of in agreement with the coaches on this one. When, you know, if you want to be great at something or you want to excel at something, we've dug ourselves in a hole as an organization. So we've got to work three and four times as hard to get ourselves out as other teams.
Let's go back to the conference call. Josh Hunt is with BBC Sport. What's up, Josh?
Hi, Telvin. It's great to talk to you. Can I just ask, what's it been like working with the new defensive coordinator, Todd Walsh? What sort of energy has he brought to the defense this year?
Well, we worked with him last year, and he was already here as a D-line coach my first year. So I've been working with Walsh for a couple of years now, and he's solid, man. And when I say solid, I mean he's just a guy that he's going to be the same way every day when he comes in. He's not going to give you an up and down type tempo or attitude or anything like that. And then when you get on the field, it's intense. And that's one thing that I love about him. Is his intensity and just his mindset of what he wants his defense to accomplish and be.
A follow-up on that defense, the coordinator might be the same, but some of the personnel is different now.
Yeah.
There's some new faces coming in. Calais Campbell is here. Boye's here at the corner spot. Church on the back end. Mm. How different will this defense look in terms of maybe X's and O's, or will it be pretty close to what you guys have done before?